Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tech, Nina. Kansas City. You ready? You ready?
We're ready.
3, 2, 1, go. Welcome to the
It is a game that all of us watched or listened to, and none of us will forget.
Mahomes over the middle. Caught Tyreek Hill at the 45. Angling right, 40, 35, Cheetah, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City.
And even after that, his voice remains. And he joins us in studio. The voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, the one and only Mitch Holtis. Thank you for the generosity of your time.
Great to be with both of you. That was just kind of the start of the fireworks. That was like in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, as a kid, you'd let off the whole pack, and your parents would go, you're wasting money. So it was 31 points inside of 2 minutes of the game. 31 points, and that was in the middle of it. So that was like the middle of the firecrack.
I got chills just listening to that again, and I was thinking to myself, that wasn't even all the way near the end.
And thought it was.
If you look at the silly graphs that they make about the percentages of who's supposed to win at any given point in the game, I said today on Twitter two things. Has anyone checked on Mitch? That was my most important tweet. And number two, I said that chart and graph of the flip and the flop of the percentages of who's supposed to win in any given situation also looked like the collective EKG of everyone in Kansas City.
Yeah, what? Who does that graph?
I don't know, but it went up and then it went down. And I go, that was data. That was my horror.
I like it. And they do.
The graph, like watching it go up and down?
Well, the ones where they tell you, you
know, we have no chance.
Especially near the end of the game, you know, so-and-so has a 54% chance of pulling it off. I don't know why. I don't even gamble. I've never gambled in my entire life, but I like that weird odd, can you break the odds, can you beat the odds kind of mentality that goes with that.
Well, that begs the question, what was it when it was 13 seconds to go in the game down?
4% chance.
4%. So you're saying we got a chance.
So did I want you to be honest, did you think at 13 seconds when I was just peppering my husband with questions about it, did you think that could have been done in 13 seconds?
Honestly, yes. And here's why, Dana. I'm not saying that now that we can look at history. Because there were three timeouts remaining.
Yeah.
The big issue here, you guys, was the fact that Chiefs did not use their timeouts on defense when Cincinnati had the ball to so-called preserve time. That's normally what you do. But for whatever reason, because of the circumstances, they didn't. So with 13 seconds, and in my mind, I might even said it to Dana on the air. I don't know. I was like Will Ferrell on Old School in the debate scene against James Carville. Like,
what just happened?
I don't even know what I said. So that's where I was at. Like, I'm ready to pass out. But I'm thinking in my mind, with three timeouts, that leaves you two timeouts to go deep middle. And I knew Buffalo would play basically a simplistic cloud technique, which is to force everything into the middle of the field. They don't want you to go out of bounds to stop the clock. But I'm thinking with two timeouts and the Yardbirds we got, we can hit two big plays down the middle, which is exactly what happened. Now, we ran the first play to Tyreek was a play we ran for a touchdown against Dallas at the end of the half in 2017. I did say that on the air. I know that. But then what was cool was Travis, Kelce, and Mahomes make up the next play. Kelce goes, I'm not going to run the play we have called because if they're in this same defense, I'm going to run.
He said, I'm going to go where I can go.
And that's when it was the do it. Another movie scene, which is Starsky and Hutch, one of the great movies of our time. remember, they're undercover at Vince Vaughn's like party, and they're like, they go, do it. So I think I can just hear Mahomes going, do it. And so with two timeouts, you guys, honestly, I thought, yeah, there's a chance. And bingo, 49-yard field goal, 3 seconds.
A lot of questions about why Buffalo didn't squib kick the ball with 13 seconds left. The thinking being, as you well know, let the Chiefs catch the ball, play the kick in, burn off probably 6-7 seconds, then they only get one play.
However, if I give myself up, if I just jump on the ball and give myself up, it may cost a timeout, but you're also going to give the ball to the Chiefs at about the 35-yard line.
Yep. Fair.
Now you're going to give them 10 more yards, which is, in essence, the same play. You would have had three timeouts with the ball back here or two timeouts and the ball up here. So that's not necessarily a surefire answer. And if the squib kick gives them 10 to 12 yards and the Chiefs go down and do what they did, you're still going to get criticized. Like, why didn't you kick it deep?
CBS Sports says, the truth is this game can't be surpassed, not in this town. The result might be the most heart-rending in the half-century history of Arrowhead Stadium with the fourth consecutive AFC Championship game. They won a Super Bowl a couple of years ago, but this, and then it gets into the lead-changing hands and all of the records that were broken. Are we too close to the forest to see the trees, or was this one of the greatest NFL, certainly post-game, matchups in history?
Yeah, people have asked me all day today, was that the greatest? I mean, you can't over, the Super Bowl was the greatest. I mean, that was a heck of a game. That had enough drama to it. So that's one. Two, this has got to be right in there. Maybe at two or tied for second with the Chiefs winning the AFC Championship game for the first time. That was the game where the Lamar Hunt's team won Lamar Hunt's trophy and the stadium is Lamar Hunt's dream. Okay, but this is tied for second to me. But to your guys' point, the national perspective on this game is the same as it is here, meaning nationally the perspective is, and you guys are following this, they're saying this is the greatest game ever.
It's in the Washington Post today.
Yeah, the Washington Post is saying it's the greatest game ever.
Everybody has this. It doesn't even matter if you're from here or from somewhere near Buffalo. It just felt like one of those moments. And for anyone who left, can you imagine leaving?
There were some who did.
I know. Did you see
people leaving?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Saw people leaving, yeah. I won't say they are. They admitted it. They go, that's it. We're out. I'm like, you'll never, you know, unpardonable sin. Like, you should never leave early. Not with Mahomes at quarterback. 4% chance? Come on. That's holding a 6 and a 2, and you win the hand by bluffing.
You've seen the 13 seconds, hold my beer. That meme was everywhere today, which I thought was very funny.
Yeah.
Cincinnati comes to town this weekend. Their first time in
88.
So 34 years.
Yeah.
And I know everybody in town is going to be super crazy excited about it. Another, see how quickly we get tired of that. Another AFC championship. But it almost feels like everything from here, nothing can beat what happened yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, there's that thought, but for a franchise that went 58 years and never hosted an AFL or AFC championship game, the fact that we're going to set an NFL record by hosting it 4 straight years is almost unthinkable. And if you're not going to host a Super Bowl in the National Football League, the next best thing is to host an NFC or AFC championship game. And if you think about what this city has hosted, now we're going to get ready for an awesome 10 years here.
Yeah.
World Cup,
yep.
NFL draft. But to host this game 4 straight years is enormous for the city and for the region. It just is. So take that into account. It doesn't get boring. Don't take it for granted. And Cincinnati's really good. But for this team to get another shot to go back and try to win a Super Bowl is it's just almost unthinkable when you think about it in the context of the 62-year history of the franchise or the entire sports history of this city.
Or as I put it, our teenagers think this is normal. You're going, no.
I got granddaughters who are going, when are we in the Super Bowl? Like, they were in the Super Bowl parade. Like, when are we going to do that again? I go, well, hey, you know, 50 years. Long after grandpa's gone.
Some of us remember the 80s.
But here's your stat of the night. Rematch games. This is another rematch game. We're on the revenge tour here, right? Get your T-shirts printed. Revenge tour. Because we just avenged the game last night. Remember, they embarrassed us in week 7.
Yep.
Okay. The Bengals, that was a trip from you know where on that one. We had a bus. We took a micro bus for 9 hours to drive to that game, and it was just a whack job game. From the officials didn't show up, and then the new group showed up, and it was just a mess. Orlando Brown Jr. gets hurt in pregame. But rematch games, your stat of the night. Andy Reid, I put this out on Twitter today. I know you guys follow me on Twitter every second. Rematch games, Andy Reid is 24-5 as the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. This is just in his 9 years here. And of those 5 losses on rematches, 2 were his first year, 1 was the next year, and another one was the JV game when we had to play the backup guys, or did play the backup guys, in last year's game against the Chargers in 2020. That's it. He's won every rematch game. To me, it's a greater stat than his bye week, which he's like a whole bunch in 3. He's phenomenal. But these rematches, he loves them. And on the Kingdom Show tonight, if people want to listen to that on the network, and it's, you know, it's on 610, we get in, Andy will talk about how he loves, like, the game last night. You think he's Uncle Andy bringing potato salad to the picnic?
Yeah.
He will drill you into the earth if he's got a chance. He will corkscrew into the ground, help you up, and then corkscrew you back. Just a little bit bigger screw.
We would be remiss if we didn't ask about the controversy which bit us, 3-4 years ago. Even NPR is asking today, is it time to look anew at the overtime rules in the NFL? Even NPR today is saying that the NFL is on the defense over this rule. Your thoughts? We play with the rules that we have. You heard Patrick Mahomes say it last night at the podium. We go into that game with the rules we have. After this season, what do you think about that rule?
First of all, I think it's cool that NPR is paying attention.
That's right.
To us. Like NPR is talking about the Chiefs.
It always comes down to the coin toss.
Okay. I think the overtime rule in the regular season is fine. 10 minutes, can still have a tie. But in the postseason, because there's no windows to hit, in the regular season, there's all these windows to hit. This is just one act after another. Not in the postseason. This is an exclusive act that you give both teams a chance to have the ball in the overtime. We get a touchdown, give Josh Allen the ball. If he doesn't get a touchdown, good night. See ya.
And this bit us. When was it against the Patriots?
3 years ago.
Where we were.
I think we put in a rule. We were asking. Yeah.
Let's change it. And no, we're not going to change that. Now everyone watches what happened to Buffalo and they go, maybe we should take a look at that.
Yeah. You can't have a college rule, though, where you have the 105-102 9 overtime game.
Right.
You can't do that. You can't do that to these players.
You think one and done. I get a go, you get a go, and then whoever's done, it's over.
But if it's tied after that, then you have to go for it on fourth down every time.
Okay.
Game on. That's the strategy. And then from there on, the next score wins.
Do you think they will look at changing it after this game?
Yes, I do.
So they won't change it for us.
No, don't do it for us.
They'll change it because of us.
They'll do it because it was 42-36 and it was this iconic Williams sisters Wimbledon final.
Yeah.
And it was such a big deal. And now NPR and the Washington Post. And
people wanted more. Even Patrick Mahomes said, I would have loved to have seen
the Sydney Times.
What he would have done. Yeah. We're good, though. We're good with the way
it ended.
It'll
change.
Great call last night. I listened to it. It was exciting. You were pumped. This town was pumped. And we look forward to hearing the broadcast 2:00 on Sunday.
My exhortation to everybody listening is do not take this for granted. We are living history. They will talk about this era 30 years from now. And our grandkids and great-grandkids will talk about it. We're living it right now. What we're experiencing every day with this team, this coach, this quarterback, this tight end, this wide receiver, and this amount of success in this span, unprecedented in this city's history, and unprecedented in some ways, obviously, in National Football League history. I'm trying not to take it for granted. This is pretty cool.
Okay? It is fun, man.
It is fun.
The great Mitch Holtis from the Chiefs Radio Network. Don't forget his show, 6 o'clock tonight on our sister station, 610 Sports. Do appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in. Always good to see you.
Thanks, brother.
All right, more of Dana and Parks in just a moment here on KMBZ.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.